You are listening to Around and About Chattanooga. Shrek is coming to Chattanooga, and the grouchy green ogre is going to sing.
Keep your big, bright, beautiful world. I'm happy where I am, all alone.
Shrek the Musical will be performed at the Tivoli August 15th, 16th, and 17th. Closed Door Entertainment is putting it on. Grace Kling joins us. She plays Princess Fiona, and Johnny Krause, who plays the title character Shrek. Welcome to Around and About.
Thanks.
The book came out in 1990, the original children's book that this was based on, and the movie came out in 2001. So even though the movie was like just a huge, huge success at the time, I didn't really realize how long ago it had come out. 2001, it seems like there may be kids these days who really aren't that familiar with Shrek.
That's so true. But then also at the same time, as soon as the musical came out, they released it on DVD. And so now this generation of young kids are being familiarized with the musical. And then they're saying, oh, I want to see the movie, the cartoon.
Yeah.
So now we're getting a chance to let them see that as well. So it's been many years since it came out, but we all love it so much, and we all recognize the ogre, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it became such a part of pop culture, and people were doing really bad Shrek impressions for years.
Oh, yeah. Still, even now, and, you know, we've got Johnny here doing a good one, so that's a good thing.
Johnny, could you do just a little bit of Shrek for
us?
Oh,
goodness. On the spot.
On the spot.
Oh, let me see. Once upon a time, there was a little ogre named Shrek who lived with his parents in a bog by a tree.
We're still trying, but it's
a very difficult voice to do because everyone thinks it's instant Scottish, but how Mike Myers did it in the movie was complete, like, it was Scottish but it had a character voice, so it wasn't full on there.
Yeah.
So you have to sit and just repetitive over and over and over, and so it's getting there.
The basic plot, as you're saying, Shrek lives in a swamp. He just wants to be left alone. He's a real grouch. And then for various reasons, he goes out into the world. He saves the princess. Is that still the basic plot of the musical?
Yes. The musical follows the Shrek 1, the first movie that came out. It follows it pretty much to a T. I mean, it's still him going out trying to clear all the fairy tale creatures off of his swamp and then runs into Lord Farquaad, who sends him on this journey to go save this princess and bring to him so he can marry him and so he can be king. And then on their journey, they kind of fall for each other because they both are different than what everyone else thinks that they are.
I think we're bonding. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Don't let me go.
And I remember when the original movie came out, you know, I was well into adulthood by then. But I saw it anyway because I kept hearing reviews and hearing people say, it's a kid's movie, but if you're an adult, you'll really, really get a lot of stuff that maybe kids won't get. Who are you looking for in the audience?
It's kind of funny you say that because that's exactly what we were thinking when we saw the cartoon film. You know, there are lots of things that when we see it, it's very funny. You know, fart jokes are always universally hilarious. But as you go into an adulthood and then you watch the movie again, there are so many double entendres and hidden funny moments that they've incorporated into the show, which we love. So our audience for this show is literally anyone. I mean, it's any age. Everyone will come laughing and giggling and crying. So they'll love it.
Are there any differences in terms of the songs? Because I remember the original movie had this amazing soundtrack. It had like John Cale from the Velvet Underground covering Leonard Cohen and just all these other amazing artists. Are there any of those or is it all new music specifically for this musical?
Well, the music is new, but I know I totally wish that Hallelujah was in the musical. It's so beautiful, right? And Smash Mouth, like All Star, all that good stuff. It's not the same just because they wanted to make it its own entity. You know, they didn't want to try to say, oh, we're going to try to sing it like Smash Mouth or we're going to try to sing it like the Monkees. So we'd have our own spin on it, but the music is different.
And the music, of course, being a musical, really adds to the plot.
Absolutely.
Actually putting it on, the technical aspects of it. I mean, you've got to have a swamp. You've got to have a dragon. It sounds like it's going to be really challenging to create the world of Shrek on stage.
It absolutely is. This is our biggest, I believe it's our biggest challenge thus far. We thought that way with Titanic, but we were able to suspend kind of reality for the audience with the ship and everything. Because people, you have to allude to the fact that the ship is sinking. There's no way you can sink a ship on stage. But with this show, we've got a great team of artists working on it. Like, he has this outhouse that he busts out of. He's got all that good stuff working for him. And we do a good job of suspending the cartoon reality for the audience.
Well, like the actor playing Lord Farquaad. I mean, Lord Farquaad is a really, really tiny guy. So you've got to make a normal-sized actor appear tiny.
Absolutely. And we've got engineers working on that right now. So he's got to be on his knees the entire show, which is a feat in of itself.
Yeah.
But he's got his little legs working, so the audience will see him in a miniature version.
And the dragon, I mean, how complicated is that to bring a dragon on stage?
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's going to be a puppet, so there will be puppeteers engineering the puppet on stage. But then we also have our lady dragon singing off stage, and it'll be a big puppet adventure. So
we're talking about Shrek. It is coming up on the 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Tivoli. Closed Door Entertainment is putting it on. You do a lot of these kind of big musicals, but you're doing it on a pretty small budget with volunteers. You're a real volunteer-driven organization.
Yeah, and I think that's what I feel whenever we put on our shows and stuff, why we all put our heart into it, because we all have a huge passion for it. I mean, we're volunteering our time, so that means we have to love performing, doing musical theater and all that. So we get all these people who just, they used to do it in college or they used to do it when they were younger, and they're like, I love doing that. And so they come into it and you are just, it's in awe of all these different types of voices and stuff that you see, or different dancers or different actors, because, I mean, everyone has this strength that they bring in to, or we have the people who volunteer their time doing costumes, people doing hair and makeup. And we have the team of the people that build the sets, do the costumes, do the makeup are outstanding. And what they're bringing to the table for this show it's so exciting to see.
Absolutely. Like, anybody can go anywhere in this town and see a show that looks beautiful. You know, the sets are beautiful and the costumes are beautiful. But what makes our shows great are our people. And you can clearly see that when you come see our shows. Like, our conductor works with John Williams. Like, we have a professional.
The John Williams.
Yes, the John Williams. Like, she's right now in Prague conducting, and she's coming back for our show. Like, our people are professional people, but they all love the community that we're in, and we want to give good art back to our community.
So it's really about giving back.
It's absolutely.
And again, it's coming up the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th. Where can people get tickets?
They can go to ChattanoogaOnStage.com for tickets. I also recommend going to the Memorial Auditorium box office. Just go ahead and getting those at the door. You don't have to worry about online fees or any of that good stuff. But the Tivoli Memorial box office is where you go.
You all put on a lot of these shows every year. Where can people go to find out about more stuff you've got coming up this year?
www.cdoorent.com. We also have a Facebook page that we update regularly, Closed Door Entertainment. We also have an Instagram at Closed Door ENT and a Twitter page. So
cool.
Find us everywhere.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else?
No, we're good.
Okay. Come right. See the show.
Absolutely. Bring your whole family. Bring your grandma. Bring your neighbor. Bring your dog. They'll probably enjoy it too.
I know. It's completely a show for all age ranges. I mean, young. One of my friends I was talking to, she's bringing her nephew that's 3 years old because he loves the show Shrek. And because they've seen it on Netflix and they're like, we just want to see it live. And so she's bringing him. And then also she said her grandmother's coming, who's like 80 something.
That's right. We're the first group to do it in the area, and we'll probably be the only group for a long time to tackle it. So please do come see it that weekend.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, that was Grace Kling, who plays Princess Fiona, and Johnny Krause, who plays Shrek. Shrek the Musical, it's coming up at the Tivoli on August 15th, 16th, and 17th from Closed Door Entertainment.